Abiel Dune Henderson. We're at the Westview Community Garden, and we're just doing a little mulching to prep our outdoor classroom. I'm the coordinator for the Westview Community Garden, have been so for about 3 years now. I run different programs out of here. We have our Saturday work days from 10 to 2 where the whole neighborhood can join in. We have a youth garden education program that we run out of here as well. And really, I'm the organizer for the garden, I just run it. I get the vegetables, buy the vegetables, plant the vegetables, harvest the vegetables with the help of the community. And just try to find ways to involve more people into healthy eating and getting their hands dirty. All right, Gangsters to Growers program. It's a youth training program and a mentoring program. What we do, we employ young people that a lot of them have been in gangs. We pay them $15 an hour, a living wage, whether we can afford it or not, but we just felt like we had to follow through with that principle. $50 an hour, 3 days a week. We also partner them with farm business owners, prominent farm business owners that are in Atlanta, black or urban farmers that have successful businesses so that they can learn different aspects of how to grow food and how to sell it with added value products, selling to restaurants that are in need of the local organic fresh vegetables. At the end of the 6 months, we want to be able to have a model, a successful model that can be brought to other cities all over the country and employ young people and create entrepreneurs.
Why did you apply for this particular program? Like, why was the Westside Innovation Lab, as they call it, interesting to you?
It was really the people that were running the program. They seemed very genuine, and I believe they are. They understand the condition that we are in as black people in America. All different names. They say poor, underserved, underprivileged. I think that's one of the words. But I felt that they really wanted to help us make this work. And it's for the people, by the people, for the people. If we do this right, we will change lives and communities. Can you imagine folks walking past the garden and seeing a bunch of young men, some with tattoos on their face, in here doing, digging in the dirt, and then having their own tomato sauce that says Gangster Growers? Yeah, we did that. The pride. When the pride comes back into the community, it ends up being clean. It ends up being livable. People are going to be waving to their neighbors. I mean, we will be living in, Mulberry. What's this?
It's Mayberry.
It's, yeah. Mayberry. This will become a black Mayberry. Okay? And that's what we need.